I come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Are we live on the Facebook yet? We are. Nice. Okay. Not sure about that.
Well, we'll see. I'll get it going.
You'll get it going? Okay, that's your department.
Start your show, would you? Start your show.
You want me to do my 45-minute read?
Yeah, intro? Do your 45-minute intro. I'll have us all hooked up.
Okay, good. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, again, we'll be taking your calls, answering some emails, and we'll have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart, because Robbie's back in studio today. In the third hour, we'll be talking with Kelsey Brown, and she's from Quality Logo Products, and she's the one that helped us out with these tape measure bubbler things we've got that we're giving away and using. So we'll talk to her and see what that's all about, and we'll be taking your calls and answering your emails the entire 3 hours. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Somebody's at the door, Rich.
I know.
Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. All right, there we go. I think, you know what? You can give us a call at Your Name Here helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And we'll get that all squared away, too.
Where's Trixie?
It almost came out, and I stopped. She's not feeling well this morning, so she stayed home.
What were you going to say?
I can't say. I can't say. Let him go, Rich. Just let him go. Let's go.
It's just the boss scheduled somebody to come out and look at the yard because she wants it resodded. Oh. She threw in the towel after almost 5 years
really?
Of trying to save the yard.
Wow.
So, anyway. But, yeah, I don't know why she books stuff on Saturday morning knowing we have to do this. This mic hears. It'll hear a mouse fart.
I know. I know it does.
I get the resodding thing. You know, we have all the skunks that dig up our yard because we have all the, you know, and no matter how many times grubs. Mike Novak says, oh, if you have a healthy lawn, you won't have grubs. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike Novak, bite me, okay?
Oh.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Now, when we bought the house, it's the yard was in pretty poor shape. So she's really worked hard on it. I mean, literally on hands and knees pulling weeds. The landscape contractors drive by and laugh because here's this, you know, white chick out there pulling weeds in a yard.
Uh-huh.
So she's tried, and it's horrible. So, and it's not like you can overseed it and things like that. It's a lot different. Mm-hmm. The grass doesn't root here either. It just kind of grows on top.
Oh, because it's all just sand.
Yeah, it's all just sand, so it's really strange. But anyway.
So you do an AstroTurf now?
No, that's not legal on the island.
Oh, okay.
A good story about that, though. There was a guy who did that.
Yeah.
He put in a AstroTurf lawn. It's not really AstroTurf, but it was a fake grass.
Right.
And the city came out and said, you can't do that. And he goes, there's no ordinance that says I can't do that. So anyway, they're starting to give him grief. So he painted his house pink and he put polka dots all over it.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, so the, of course, the neighbors are in an uproar because the way he painted his house, he goes, there's no code against that either, so pick one.
Right.
You know, I'll either repaint the house and leave the grass, or I'm taking the grass out and leaving the house. You choose.
Right, right.
It's funny.
But, you know.
He ended up winning. He painted the house, kept the grass.
Those turf surfaces, I don't know if you've been on them. They're really nice.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, going to my daughter's lacrosse games after the game, you know, and you walk out on the field and go.
That's AstroTurf?
Yeah. All those football fields, those, you know.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that you see on TV.
It's usually the base that's bad. Like a lot of them, you know, they always complain about the NFL fields because right. They usually have almost like concrete underneath.
Yeah. Well, this
happened. So getting tackled onto them hurt, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but now they use a chipped old tires, or it's a rubber.
Used tires?
Yeah, it's rubber tires that are under it. And
yes, new carcinogens, rubber tires.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm sure it's not actual rubber, you know, tires, but there's a chipped rubber base under it. And it's comfortable to walk on and it drains well. So you can't tell.
Well, see, that's the funny thing, living down here. So the city, most of the cities have banned using like stone for your whole yard, like you see in Arizona and, you know, in here and so on. Well, they ban that. You have to have grass now. You have to do an irrigation system for your yard. And then they go, okay, we're in a drought. You can only water once a week.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, the lawn that you made me put in is going to die. Had I had coral, I wouldn't have to do squat. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's so stupid how they like mandate one thing and then go to the other. But you got to conserve water.
Well, yes.
That grass uses a lot of water.
Yes, it does.
You know,
because there's no ground.
Especially down there.
Who's to say when you go back to the painting the house that they can't then make an ordinance saying your house has to be approved, the color of your house?
Oh, they will. And there's a lot of places
A lot of places that do, but where we are, it's a city. It's not a gated community that has an ARB or a property owners association. But you're absolutely correct. That happens all the time. We can't have the same house contiguous to another. We can't have the same color contiguous to another. So it's left, right, or rear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
Wait
I mean?
Wait a minute.
Most of our subdivisions.
You can't, where you live.
I'm fine because it's nothing.
Because it's not a gated
regulated.
Community.
But take a big subdivision like Quail West or Fiddler's Creek, you know, the big ones down here. We have to bring our elevations in and our colors to the ARB, and they will look at the neighbors' houses. And if it's even remotely similar in elevation, they'll make you change it. You can't build that house there.
Mm-hmm. But the color.
Right.
Color or style.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every house is kind of creamy brown, you know. I mean.
It's that yellow cream.
Yeah.
They must sell that at Sherwin-Williams in 55-gallon drums, and every painter buys it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Well, and then there are some gated communities where you're not allowed to have a pickup truck in the driveway. You can't park your truck in the driveway. It has to go in the garage, or you have to park it somewhere else.
No lettered vehicle, so it's considered commercial.
In Chicago, you can't park a pickup truck on the street overnight.
Right.
We did not know that the first time, and this is years ago, that my brother-in-law came to visit and put his pickup truck on the street and got a ticket. We're like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It wasn't a huge construction pickup truck. It was just his own...
Personal vehicle. Yep. Doesn't matter.
And that makes no sense. I mean, because more than likely his truck doesn't have a commercial plate. It probably has an auto plate on it, not a truck plate.
Right,
not a B truck.
And
so, how me,
are we
an
supposed to know this? That's the thing that gets me.
You get the ticket.
Are you supposed to know?
I got lucky the first time I drove my big truck with the welding tanks and everything up Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
I didn't get pulled over. I didn't know you weren't supposed to have trucks on Lakeshore Drive. You know what I mean? It's like,
In the express lanes. 100 years ago, I remember that happening to my brother, you know? Like, first day on the job, he was driving, like, some contractor's truck or something when he was, like, 17.
Yep.
You know, pulled onto the express lanes. And that was his last day on the job.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they would have told him.
No. You're supposed to know that.
Well.
How?
I didn't know boulevards, Lakeshore Drive, or boulevards can't have trucks. I don't know. He's got a rule book.
Exactly.
And I always said, if it was the Barney Fife guy that can pull you over, I mean, with all the other stuff that's going on in this world, I would think a cop has better things to do with his time than tell you that, geez, you're not supposed to have a truck here.
Uh-huh.
And I was, same thing, I was probably only 19, 20. I had no idea, so.
Right. the way it goes, though.
It's just wrong. Why is Ben looking different?
Ben, he had his ears shortened severely.
I'm not even sure that's Ben.
Yeah.
As I said it, I'm like, well, maybe it's not Ben.
Yeah. Well, I work with a guy that has his hair cut once a year, and I thought that's what Ben was doing. Just, you know, he gets every June 1st, he gets his hair cut or something, and I thought maybe Ben did the same thing.
Running with scissors.
That's pretty funny.
And tripped.
Yeah. The beard got trimmed up. The ears got lowered.
What's the occasion?
Nice. Honestly, nothing. Just
spring.
Spring. Yeah.
Yeah, spring.
Well, it looks cleaning. Very nice.
Thank you.
Because you can't wear those woolly hats all summer.
Yeah, you can. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline, 877-711-5611, Ben will take your call and get you all squared away right there. And can you give me a little bit more on my mic there, Ben? Just a tad, just like... Punch it up just a tad more.
Oh, that's
testing
nice.
1, 2, test.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Mucho better. Gracias. All right, there we go. And if somebody wanted the newsletter there, Rich, how can they sign up for that?
You go over to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page, enter your first and last name, your email address, click on submit, and you'll get email every Friday morning telling you what's coming up on the show on Saturday.
There you go.
That simple.
Just like that. Boom, done.
It's sometimes if we have free stuff, we'll put that in there or links to things. But we, you know, keep it short and sweet.
That's it. Generally speaking, that's the way it goes.
Well, I don't know about you. I mean, I get 10,000 emails a week. I really don't need another one that takes a half hour to read. So I just, you know, this one you can kind of scroll. The headlines tell it all. And all right, cool. Done.
Yes. it's a quick read. All right. Something else that popped up this week that hit the news in the Chicago area pretty well, and I think it applies.
Is what?
It applies not only to the Chicagoland area, but I think from the Mississippi kind of east to the Atlantic.
Now what'd you do?
The Tribune broke a story about the, or didn't break a story, but they printed another story about using lead pipes for your water service.
I saw your post on that. Yeah.
So the thing is, it's she's, don't worry.
All the mics are sensitive. You can hear that chair going across the floor. It was hilarious.
It's all right. She,
between me dog and your chair.
Right.
No harm.
No foul.
I don't have to be here.
Anyway, just you're saying lead pipes?
Yes, I don't have to.
So the
it's fine.
If your house was built before 1986, there is a chance that you have a lead pipe service. They were actually required by the a lot of plumbing departments and the plumbing code. So a lot of people use the lead pipes, and so now. If you don't use a lot of water and you're, you know...
Pipe stagnant.
The water sits in that pipe and is stagnant for a while, the lead count in the water can be high. And then that can cause health issues. It's no different than the lead paint problems. So it's all in that same vein and area.
So, again, this is... It's an issue, but if you go to a town, let's say Flossmoor, where I used to do a lot of work on the south side, all the houses have lead water services.
Mm-hmm.
When you pull a building permit for remodel, addition, or anything, they make you sign a waiver acknowledging that you have a probably have a lead water service,
mm-hmm.
and you are given the opportunity to change it at no fee. In other words, no tap fee, whatever.
Right.
Or you're going to live with it, but you've been made aware of it.
Right.
And 80% of the clients I had did not change the water because you got to dig up front yard.
Right. Yeah.
And it adds to the budget.
Yeah. And then if it's on, no. What happens when the water service is on the other side of the street, and then there's a street cut and all that other stuff that you got to get into.
Well, so, yeah, even if I can punch it over there, you know, without cutting the street, it's still a couple of $1,000 more for that.
Right.
But the other side of that is, all right, so we do the same thing with the lead paint is if you've got children 6 years old or younger, it becomes more of an issue. For adults, no, it's not necessarily good for you. But it's not like you're going to freak out and die.
Right.
And I would imagine most adults don't even drink water anyway. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
The tap water. Everybody buys bottled water and things like that. But again, if you buy a decent filter, the Brita pitchers, that's what they're known for. It's a charcoal and it will take out lead. And there's a plenty of others. I have a whole house filter under my sink.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or not a whole house. It's under my sink. But
right.
That tap water then coming out is filtered and it's fine. It's lead free. And I've got the testers for it. So there are ways around the lead from the pipes, but the biggest thing is not like allowing it to be stagnant.
Correct. Correct. And you know, if you're going to shower in it and stuff like that in the water, that's, you're not going to have the issue. It's ingesting the water that causes the problems. And again, not for adults.
You don't absorb lead through your skin.
Right. It's going to be for children that are growing there. That's going to be the biggest issue. So,
yes,
I think, you know, if you put a filter on the house, you're probably going to be fine. If you're ready to spend at a minimum of $8,000, you can have that service run from the street back into the house and have that all updated. But
right.
You know, when you're buying a house too, that's probably going to be called out by the home inspectors. I would hope that you do have a lead service. And if you look on Facebook and Twitter, I posted the picture of what a lead service looks like because they are unique. The lead pipe comes up, and then where it connects into the valve, it has like this large bulbous end that gets stamped and it was heated up around it to actually seal that on there. So the end of that pipe is flared out, and a copper or galvanized line won't do that. So it's a fairly unique look, and you can also just take a knife and scratch the pipe a little bit, and if it's silvery looking and looks like lead,
well,
then,
if you were able to
lead.
Scratch it, for the most part, it's because lead is soft. So
right, and you have to be careful with those because they do move. It's amazing how soft that those lines are. So you don't want to be messing
plum
with them.
Plum is Greek for lead, thus plumber.
Oh, look at you.
What?
Yep.
Nice. I'm sorry.
No.
Have we given out the phone
number?
But
anyway, the other
go ahead. Lately, because I'm going to have a rant.
Uh-oh.
Soon.
You can feel it bubbling?
Bubbler. And I just want people to have the number in case they want to chime in. 877-711-5611.
Okay. There you go. So
the other thing, too, though, is like when the lead pipe builds up the oxidation on the inside, a little bit of black coating and all that actually will protect you from the lead in the pipe.
Yes.
So, again, if you went on vacation or you go on 2 or 3 days, you get home, just run the water for a little bit.
Yes.
You know, and that'll usually drain the pipe, you know, rinse the pipes out. And not too bad.
Correct. So that'll help out a lot. And, you know, the issue is whether or not the water service is on your side of the street or if it's on the opposite side of the street. So when you go out there and you look, where's the B-box? Where's that little blue valve to turn it off? That's one thing. Robbie, where's your B-box?
We never found it. Can we not?
Why you want to bring that up again, dude? Wow. Really?
Oh, it was a major thing.
It's like one of these, right? Can you see that?
Yeah,
right there?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Never found.
Still
never found. Big problem at my house. Ron broke something.
No
water
way.
Spewing
hey,
all
hey.
Over
hey,
the place.
Hey.
4 hours. 4 hours. Or it was 4 men, 2 hours. That's what it was. It was 4 men for 2 hours. Water back and forth.
Bailing
water. four men, 2 hours, bailing out water. Call the city. Please shut off the water. Nope, can't shut off the water for the block. Please shut off the water. We'll come out and find the B-box. Nope, can't find the B-box. La, 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 la. 2 hours later, they finally turn off the water. They came out.
They turned off the whole street.
They turned off the whole street.
Yeah.
But for 2 seconds, well, Ron, fix it. 2 seconds. 2 seconds it
takes.
So then they came out like every day. They came out with the coat hanger. With the coat hanger.
Finding rods.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they came out every day. They came out in the middle of the winter marking the snow. Oh, you know, we're going to put a check mark here. They came out every day for like a month. And then they gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you can find it real easy.
How's that?
Go buy a tree.
Uh-huh.
Get a backhoe and start digging a hole to plant that tree. Uh-huh. And I guarantee you, you'll hit it.
Yeah.
Now, you can pick anywhere in your parkway. And wherever you want that tree,
that's
where it's going to be. I can assure you of that because that's how it works.
They gave up.
Yeah. I think it's underneath the tree next to the yard. I think that's where it's at. It's in that area.
It's in that area because the neighbor remembers.
Yeah.
You know, it's in that area. But, oh, please. Oh, oh, don't get me started.
I'm just getting you primed up for the, you know, for your other rant, whatever that might
end up being.
No, now
I'm back on the B-box.
Okay. So, hopefully it's blue. They at least in our town, they come around and paint those every year or two, and they spray the top of the cap blue so you know that that's the water. And that's where the water shutoff is at. So, but that could be on your side of the street, which then isn't as bad because that means that's where the water mains are. But if it's on the other side of the street, now you have to dig up your neighbors across the street, dig up their front yard and their parkway, hopefully not even cut underneath the street, but sometimes you even have to cut the street out to get to that water main. And then you have to drill underneath the street back up to the house. It can just be a major issue.
But the question I posed to Flossmore was that if I replace the water main from the house to the B box, that's fine. What is the water main consist of from the B box to the main?
Yeah. Same thing.
It's lead.
Yeah.
So are you going to replace from the main to the B box?
Nope.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, no, well, you do
then
a fresh
tap. What's
the
point of taking the lead out of my front yard if I'm still going to have the 5-foot piece in the, or if it's across the street, you got 30 feet of lead, they're not going to change.
Well, so that's just it. The ones that we do a fresh tap. And so we'll put in a new tap right off the water main and eliminate that lead line completely and just abandon it.
From what I remember, unless they changed it, Flossmore would not do a new tap because they didn't want extra holes. Because in Flossmore's a different situation, too, where most of that was put in the 20s.
Oh.
So they don't want to touch it. You know, if it ain't broke,
right,
we don't want to really shake it around much. They are, like, lining their sewers, and this goes back years. So it's not like they're not doing anything, but like every municipality, their budget's only so much.
Right.
So trust me, I'm not knocking Flossmore. I mean, they're being very proactive.
Right.
It's just, it is what it is, right? I mean, it was built in the 20s. It was perfectly fine. And quite honestly, I would give my kids either bottled water or filtered water with a good filter. You know, wouldn't feed them in the tap, but other than that, you're good.
Put a filter on the fridge, put one underneath the sink where you get your where you draw your water, and you'll be a lot safer. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline, 877-711-5611, we'll get all your questions answered. Ben would love to talk to you. You know, I know Trixie's off today, and Ben's got to answer the phones on top of everything else that he does. So,
That means it's time for one of my favorite games.
What's that?
irritate the guy who answers the phones.
Yeah, there you go.
You forget he has control of the board, Alex.
You know,
and see, there goes. There.
Mute me.
Well played.
That was good timing.
Yeah, that was.
Can we give something away?
We have these.
Yeah, to the 25th caller?
Sure.
Right and there. None of this, I'm guessing you're the 25th caller, Ben.
It'll be the first ring. Oh, yep, you're the 25th.
No.
Actual 25th.
Because Ben told me a secret. I think it was Ben who told me once that at some stations, they just go, yeah, it sounds about right. You're the 25th.
No, that's not how it works.
That wasn't you who said it?
No, I would never say that.
Okay, I think it was. But somebody told me once that that's what they do.
Seeing as that we're on 1590, it should be 1,590th caller.
I agree.
That would be the way to properly play it with the radio station.
And Ben agrees because that means you would give that away in about, I don't know, 8-9 months there, Ben, maybe longer.
But he can't go to sleep.
I mean, he averaged, you know, 4 phone calls a day.
Yeah,
so
we
only do this show once a week. So actually, it could be more like years, Ben. He might be retired by the time.
Well, let's try it. 877-711-5611. If for any reason you can't remember that number, you didn't write it down, email me, Robbie@mightyhouse.net, and I will send you the number. Put it on Facebook. I will send you the number. I'm even going to put it on Facebook right now that we're having a little contest. Ben, what number caller would you like?
1.
25. Caller number 25. Ask a question if you have a question.
877-711-5611.
It's Robbie's favorite game.
Yeah. And keep Ben busy so he can't mess with you. That's what you're doing. Hey, we also on the Facebook Live is Fast Signs. And Fast Signs is on the Facebook as a partial sponsor. First Northern Credit Union as a partial sponsor on the Facebook Live broadcast, and AWM Construction for AWM Roofing. All your roofing and gutter needs right
Who's
there.
Who's Carl Schwartz? He says, hey, brother.
Hey, brother. Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who is that?
I've worked with Carl for probably 30 years on and off in different things, so.
Okay.
That's what happens when you've been around like this, and all of a sudden, you know people for 30 years, 40
hey,
years.
Hey, brother. Aaron, thanks for telling us that you were in Tampa.
I know.
You know what? I don't care. Yes, the weather here is horrible.
Yes.
But we are having a little contest, 877-711-5611. Call, and you too might win a bubbler.
It's got a level on it. It's
a
tape
measure. And a little pen
notepad.
And paper.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yep. And a belt clip. Don't forget the belt clip.
Why do I need a belt clip?
So then it goes on here thusly like that. See? And you can
thusly?
Clip it on your...
I don't wear a belt.
Well, then it would clip on your sweatpants.
It doesn't stay, really.
No?
No.
It might pull down your... Well, it's not heavy. It wouldn't pull down your drawers, so you'd be okay. Mm. No?
Okay. You know what the women would do? We clip it on our bra straps.
Is that what it is?
No. Can okay. I mention something?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
We missed
Is
you
there a way
week.
We could stop you?
We missed you last week.
I've been trying to get a word in this whole time, but you guys just kept going. I'm writing. Here's my list. Believe me, I'm writing a list of what to talk about.
Okay, go.
Okay, several things.
See, you missed last week, so you need to make up for last week.
Did you not have a fill-in?
No.
Why?
Why?
Ron.
Rich and I ran with it.
Why was there no fill-in, Rich?
Ron Sonar and I actually had a pretty good time, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
we got a lot of technical stuff in last
week.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you would have fallen asleep. Obviously, you didn't listen.
I flipped on it for a minute, and I only saw two of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was afraid.
Nope. It's fine.
No, there was no downtime, no dead air.
Nope.
It was good.
Good, because we always have dead air. That's the three of us. Okay, so one thing, you know, those... Okay. Oh, two things. Now I got to add this to my list.
Three things.
Two things. Okay, when you're on Facebook and like you get videos that come across, you know, for whatever reason, either
for, like,
it's a sponsored, a sponsored video or somebody shared it.
Okay.
Somebody shared something from Saltwater Brewery. Is it brewery or brewery, Rich?
Brewery.
Brewery.
Correctly, brewery.
Brewery.
Right.
877-711-5611. The phone stopped ringing. We didn't get to our 25th caller. Ben would like you to know that. Thank you. Saltwater Brewery. Why didn't anybody do this before?
What?
The plastic ring on their six-pack is made out of...
What, this six-pack right here? This one?
You got more like a 18-pack.
No, buddy, this is a kegger. Come on, what are you talking about?
Is made out of edible material.
What?
Yes.
Oh, for the fish.
So
the,
yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So it's fish food now.
Yes, it
Robbie,
is.
All that stuff's been available a long time. It's always a matter of cost. Yep. When your widgets cost more to produce, you don't use the product. There is no need for styrofoam plates. They make them out of potatoes and potato starch.
Well, they also
How
made
many restaurants for to-go packages do you go to that have biodegradable potato-based to-go packaging?
They also make them out of
styrofoam.
Styrofoam
is cheaper.
Ceramic reusables cheaper.
Says, we are excited to announce that Saltwater Brewery is the first brewery to use and implement the world-famous eco six-pack rings. The first eco-friendly six-pack ring made from byproduct waste and other compostable materials. E6PR is designed to replace plastic rings, which are truly damaging to our environment. The E6PR, featuring Screamin' Reels IPA, is available to purchase in the tasting room and in select South Florida stores such as Publix, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market, Lucky's Market, and ABC Fine Wine & Spirits. I love it. Go to their website. It's saltwaterbrewery.com. I think it's Destin, Florida, that they're located.
Destin?
Yes. There's a cute little video all about it.
Now, how much more does that cost? Do they say?
Well, if it's in an IPA, you're going to pay for it anyway.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, and I've heard of the brewery. I don't remember, quite honestly, if I've seen their...
In the shopping section, it's all their, like, you know, branded T-shirts and stuff like that.
I
of course.
It seems to me, aluminum cans, wouldn't it be better, isn't it better to be using the bottles anyway? Wouldn't you want a bottle versus a can?
Well, I mean, if you live near a brewery.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to one at Bonehook, and that one, you get aluminum can. It's filled. They're 32-ounce cans. They fill them right there, seal them up. Or you do like at most places, you get a growler.
What does ABV mean?
What's a growler?
A growler is, you know, the glass bottles that you buy buy up to a, you know, some are like a gallon.
So got it.
You buy that and they cap it off. You bring it home and you enjoy it for the weekend. And then, you know, wash the bottle out, bring it back next time to get it filled.
There you go.
Rich, what does...
And that's how most microbrews operate.
Yeah.
ABV stand for?
Above alcohol by volume.
Thank you. Okay. So the Saltwater Screamin' Reels, a six-pack is $11.
That's not bad.
I don't know how that
and
compares.
And what's the ABV on it? 5.4?
Seven.
Seven.
Okay, that's a two and good night, Irene beer.
And their other can is Saltwater Sea Cow, and... That's also $11, but they said specifically on the website it's the Saltwater Screamin' Reels IPA that has the special stuff. So anyway, I was just really excited, you know, to see something like that because the video on Facebook shows all of the turtles with it, all the deformed turtles. So how is that all getting into the...
ecosystem?
Yeah, specifically
a lot of
how
garbage is just hauled offshore and dumped.
Yeah. New York used to do that. The city of New York had barges. They would put all the garbage on a barge, run it out a couple miles into the ocean, and then dump it. And then come back in and pick up another load and go out and dump it.
So recently.
And that's the...
Yeah.
Until very recently.
Yes. So, and then all that plastic just floats and stays there. You know,
400 years.
And then you have just... people with their garbage bags, or they're out fishing and they have that and they throw it off. They just throw their garbage in the ocean because it disappears.
We have a lot of people dump garbage in the woods by my house. Mm-hmm. But people are always, not people, you know, some people like cut up your six-pack ring so it doesn't end up in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chicago, let's say, for example, it's not going to.
No, it's going to end up in, it could end up in the lake, though.
I assume it would end up in a landfill.
You would think so, but if they made it all biodegradable anyway, then it wouldn't matter where it ended up. It would go away instead of lasting for a couple hundred years.
So it's not that expensive. Why aren't other people doing this?
Because it's more expensive.
Because you don't want to pay more at the grocery store for your things.
I think a lot of people...
It's just like, you know, again, I don't want to get... Like, we don't do politics, but, you know, a lot of people are up in arms about the
trade wars. Know,
tariffs on steel and aluminum. Yeah, that raises prices. Nobody wants to pay more. But the only way to support the country is to buy local or buy from the U.S.
Right.
So the tariff, the only one that's truly hurting are the Chinese.
Right.
So if you want to buy everything stamped made in China, then, yeah, I guess I'd be upset because... All my Chinese junk's going to go up in price, which only levels the playing field for American manufacturers.
Correct.
You know, yes, it's going to cost us more. Yes, it may cost jobs initially, but if we can ramp up the steel production and aluminum production back in this country,
There's jobs.
It was a good win-win.
There's jobs. And then those people are spending money and buying things, and, you know, they're part
of the... That's as far as my commentary goes, because this is not political. It's, you know, let's just stay there and be done.
Because, yeah, that's the way it goes. You want people involved in part of the economy. All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. I think it's time for the tip of the week next.
Oh, I got lots more to talk about. I
wonder what that's going to be.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Your Name Here helpline, 877-711-5611. And Ben is taking orders. And so you're just getting a list together, and I think what you're going to pick the 25th call or something like that.
Yes, he is.
For one of the tape measure bubbler, the Mighty House. Yeah? Yes,
Ben. 1590th caller.
Oh, 1590th caller. Okay. That's what we're working on. Okay. So
probably he's retired.
So just keep calling. Yeah. There we go. And then if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, we ought to post a picture of the bubbler tape measure deal on there, and we can run a contest.
On Facebook?
No, on the newsletter.
Oh, on the newsletter.
And we'll run a, maybe we can run a little contest on there.
We could do that. What I would suggest is maybe take a picture of it and text it to me, because I don't have one.
Ah, there we go.
Do that. Text me a picture, and I'll put it in the newsletter.
Okay.
So the newsletter, just go to mightyhouse.net, go to the contacts page.
Yeah.
First, last name, email address, click on submit. You'll know every week what's going to happen on the show, more or less.
Boom. Probably
Rich, less, do you have Google Home?
Google Home?
No.
Okay.
He. That's not something
like
Rich would do.
I don't like letting strangers into my house.
Yeah.
Daniel on Facebook would like to know how he can listen to us on Google Home.
On Google Home?
No. Ask Google.
You can.
Google. If you got that creepy thing in your house, just ask it.
Yeah, say tune in. Mighty House on TuneIn. I'll bet you it pops up. Try it and let us know.
Thank you, Daniel.
Because it's on TuneIn. Or try WCGO 1590 on TuneIn, and then we'll be coming up through there, too.
I don't like that thing monitoring every conversation in the house, waiting for it to go, hey, yep. Google.
Hey, if you've got a Fire
Alexa.
Stick. Yeah, if you've got a Fire Stick, the Amazon Fire Stick, you can watch us there, too. So, okay. Are we ready for the tip of the week?
Sure.
Let's see. Because
always ready.
Always ready, prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And let's try this right here.
Especially when I behave and don't have any fingers.
Okay, Sparky.
Good morning. All right. So Ron posted on our Facebook page from Howe's. Before and afters for 9 small bathroom remodels.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Bathroom transformations.
Right.
Now, if you actually go to our Mighty House page or go to House, it actually pops up under the most viewed or current, you know, whatever. It's actually not bad because it's probably the most reflective of most of the listeners' bathrooms. In other words, these are not like what I build, the 2,000 square foot master bath. These are like your typical jammed in the corner 5x8 bathroom.
Yep.
So you can see the difference, because most of us, you know, in older homes, you know, old ranches and bungalows, they're nasty looking in a way. And I posted with what you posted, I just made a comment that if you've seen the common theme in these, and I will finish up with that. I'll come back to it.
Oh, so what is the common theme besides the fact that they're all 5x8 bathrooms?
No, we'll come to that. So I started doing more. The bathroom trends. The NKBA, National Kitchen and Bath Association, did a study last year. They interviewed over 800 professional designers, and they came up with a list of what's trending, what are people looking for in their bathrooms right now. Mm-hmm. So based on the style, most of them are going transitional. Now, transitional is the easiest way to define that is it's a bit of traditional going to contemporary. So it's that little bit in the middle. You know, contemporary is all slab, straight lines, blah, blah, blah. And the traditional is all what we always had. Oak cabinet doors, raised panels, mm-hmm. Your darker colors, things like that. So that's your traditional. Well, 74% are going transitional and 60% contemporary, and the traditional is only going like 53%. So you can see that the style is changing. Everything's getting to be a lot more contemporary. It's moving that way.
Cleaner, sleeker lines.
The material.
Lines.
Pardon?
Cleaner and sleeker lines.
Absolutely. The material used for most of the cabinetry, though, is still remaining wood, 74%. Okay. So they want more built-in features and more like furniture pieces. So you notice that a lot of the vanity bases now have bun feet and mm-hmm. scrolls at the bottom. You don't just have the 4-inch toe kick with the flat board. Everything is getting a little bit more decorative that way.
Right.
And we do a lot of floating vanities, mm-hmm. So you have nothing underneath them. And that's a very cool look, especially if you put lighting underneath for nightlights.
Right.
The faces of the cabinets, most of them now are frameless. You know, very few are using framed cabinets. So you have a full overlaid door. The tops are interesting. Quartz is at 91%.
Wow.
You know, so granite is still up there at 61, marble at 45, but, you know, it's amazing how much people have shifted from, it used to be, you know, granite everywhere. Now quartz is sort of the big thing, and it follows true in kitchens also.
Well, but the quartz is pretty, you can't stain it. You don't have to seal it. You don't have to worry about spilling something on it mm-hmm. and then having to deal with it, you know, a stained granite top. Quartz won't stain.
Well, the one thing I always knocked on quartz that I didn't like was that it was too consistent. In other words, it was, you know, if you're somebody who doesn't like the movement in a natural stone, then definitely quartz is a way to go. But now the quartz manufacturers are starting to make granite looking. There's quartz with a lot of movement in it. Yes. And that suits my style. I like that movement in it. So I can still do quartz in my kitchens, bathrooms, and have that multicolor and the movement that makes the top interesting.
Correct.
So, because if you want all white, go knock yourself out. That's quartz. That's Corian. Yep. You know, it'll be all white and it'll never change. But I just think it's too plain.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. That's the whole thing. We all have an opinion. floors.
Yeah.
But predominantly porcelain, you know, with a little ceramic and even less stone, actually, where like me, I always thought it would be more stone, but porcelain is still winning.
That's again because it's indestructible. It won't stain. You're not going to crack it, scratch it, any of that stuff. It's mm-hmm. just it's extremely durable product. It's a pain in the butt to cut and install, and so that tells you it's going to hold up and last a long time. So I mean,
and again, the amount of offerings in porcelain now mm-hmm. is off the hook. I mean, it used to be just 12x12s now. Hell, we got 36x48-inch tile. I have one manufacturer making 5-foot-wide by 10-foot-long tile.
Yes, yes. And it looks like real stone, too. You couldn't tell some of them that they weren't real stone because they're polished.
Exactly.
They're actually doing a polish.
Lay them tight.
Yep.
So wall finishes, predominantly paint. That's not a real shocker. What was surprising, again, was that most walls, you know, 71% were porcelain tile.
Mm-hmm.
Again, same reason as the floor, but I didn't realize it would be that high. The sinks, undermount, 87%, integrated, 46%. Those didn't really shock me. I don't think I've done a self-rimming bathroom sink in a long time.
Yeah.
But vessel sinks are as high as 43%. And the vessels, we hardly some masters, but it's got to be a usable sink, but almost always a powder room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because most vessels aren't big enough and they don't have an overflow. So you don't want to be brushing your teeth and you know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
No, it's a decorative aesthetic look. It's not a purposeful, useful look. You know, yep. there's a big difference to it.
Yeah. So, and then finishes on your fixtures, brushed nickel is number one, satin nickel is number two, and chrome. And I actually like that because they're more timeless.
Yep. And you know, brushed chrome. Aren't you doing brushed chrome?
We use a pop of gold here and there, yeah. But I just still, probably because the people that see it weren't alive when we used to put it in the yeah. 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
But I just, it looks nasty to me. I don't know. But that's just me.
Yeah. And the past.
Doesn't mean it's wrong.
The past two kitchen faucets I've installed were stainless steel.
And that's fine. You know, I like those. Because I go out in my car,
yeah.
You know, my car stuff and go get my stainless polish and make it look nice.
Okay, so what was the one common thing? The music's playing.
Okay, I didn't hear the music. The one common thing is color, white. Oh. All they did is brighten everything.
Yes.
Because got rid of all the traditional and went transitional, lightened it all up, and it makes it look bigger.
Yes, there you go. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Mighty House will return.